Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Barring an ACC tournament run, it's down to three games for Carolina. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The last time the Tar Heels hit rock bottom, a 63-50 loss to Clemson, they came back with their best game of the season by beating Duke in an empty Cameron Indoor Stadium. Now about 5,000 fans will be allowed in for Saturday's critical home contest with number 11 Florida State, followed by a trip to Syracuse and Senior Night versus Duke, both toss-up games at this point. Could the crowd be a source for inspiration? Almost 3,000 fans were in the arena at Florida State when Carolina hung in there with the Seminoles before losing a 7-point decision. The Heels played and shot pretty well that night, but FSU was better by making 50% on three-pointers and 96% on free throws. Unranked that night, the Noles have been climbing in the polls ever since and are on the way to a second consecutive ACC regular season championship thanks to Virginia's recent collapse. Roy Williams talked about lacking urgency in the loss to Marquette, and this team needs two games worth of resolve to pull this upset. FSU comes in here having won 9 of its last 10. But it's possible, and some fans in the stands will bring the Dean Dome off life support to have some semblance of atmosphere. And if the old adage is true that there's only one place to go from rock bottom, the Tar Heels have a chance. For sure, they'll be anxious to play another game after what will have been 2 days of hell at practice following the egg old Roy said they laid. Carolina matches up okay with FSU, which likes to run even more than Roy's boys. The key, as always, would be to stall fast breaks by staying in front of the ball and get the heck out of the Noles' great three-point shooters. Offensively, UNC's bigs better man up more than ever against a team that is even bigger and as deep in the paint. As bad as the loss was to Marquette, and it was bad, the Heels did not lose any ground in the ACC regular season race, so they still have a chance for a top-four finish by winning out, and it will take everything they have between the lines and between the ears. Of the 14 so far, they do not have a great win against a quality or so-called Quadrant 1 opponent. This is their chance to prove they can find urgency and execution in their game. Be quick, but don't hurry, as they say. This is Archansky. See ya.